T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are honored to bring in the 67th mayor of the capital city, the Honorable Luke Bronin. Mayor, good morning. How are
good morning,
you?
Mayor. Good morning, guys. Good. How are you doing?
We're good. So I before we get into the topics, I have to admit I was watching my TV station and I saw you on there. It's a nice background that you've got there. It's, you know, everybody's rating how people's backgrounds look, the TV anchors and stuff. I think yours is elegantly simple.
I don't know which background you mean, but thanks.
Well, it's whatever one that you did with the interview, it looks like you're sitting in your living room or something. Or
you're, it's a new office.
Exactly. It's not a green screen, is it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. If Sarah did it, tell her she did a wonderful job. So
I will. If it was good, it probably was her.
So the Hartford was spared violent protests this weekend with people reacting to the developments in the Twin Cities. Can you just talk about your thoughts about what took place in Hartford this weekend?
Well, we had a very large and peaceful and powerful protest in Hartford. You know, there was a one gathering on Friday night, and I was there, and then there was another one that grew very large on Saturday. But it was really powerful. I mean, the people are rightly angry and frustrated and fatigued and, you know, disgusted. And I'm proud that we had so many people coming out to raise their voices about injustices that I think should make every American angry. I'm also really proud that our police officers and the protesters, I think had really positive interactions, and our police facilitated the protest. We had officers out on bikes, but we weren't out there in riot gear, and you know, we support people raising their voices.
Yeah, you know, and Joe and I were talking about this at the beginning of the show, but it's true. I mean, it is an accomplishment, and credit goes to the folks who showed up. You know, you're not going crazy. You're not honoring this guy by burning buildings and looting. You know, now you're doing what you're supposed to do, which is say, hey, I'm really concerned.
Look, I think what was so, one of the things that was so powerful about what we saw this weekend is that it was not organized top down. This was really a spontaneous, largely, you know, truly spontaneous outpouring of folks from Hartford, from beyond Hartford, coming in and saying enough is enough.
Let's get to the coronavirus pandemic. Obviously, we are well into the reopening of phase one. When we last spoke, it seems like things had gone pretty smoothly in the capital city. Is that still the case?
Well, look, you know, the state of Connecticut and the Hartford region have been hit pretty hard by the coronavirus. And so we continue to take this very, very seriously. And one of the things that we've been really focused on, as you know, is ramping up testing, because it's pretty clear that one of the best ways to move forward with reopening safely and responsibly is to have widespread testing and contact tracing. But, you know, contact tracing without the testing doesn't get you anywhere. So we've been really focused on expanding testing. We now have 10 permanent testing sites in the city of Hartford. And we also have mobile testing that we're, you know, popping up in different neighborhoods on any given day. But as of Friday, our 10th site opened, and that is another CVS rapid testing site at the Arroyo Center at Pope Park, which is, Frog Hollow neighborhood, Parkville neighborhood. But it's also pretty easily accessible off the highway, and it's those tests that come back in 15 minutes. So it's an important addition to the testing toolbox.
What so far has been, the tests are now available, what's been the response? I mean, is it people out the door? What's going on? Maintaining their 6 feet, of course. But what is that? Have you gotten a good response on it?
You mean in terms of testing or just people?
Yeah, people showing up to get the test.
Yeah, look, I think that in the 2 weeks that ended this past Friday, we doubled the number of folks in Hartford that had been tested. So we've definitely seen an increase. But one of the challenges is that people everywhere are still, I think, under the impression that it's really hard to get tested, because early on it was really hard. You know, there were severe limits on who could get tested. You had to have significant symptoms. You had to have known exposure. That's not true anymore. In Hartford, you can get tested. You don't need a prescription. You don't need insurance. You don't need to have symptoms. And you don't even need a ride, because if you call 311, we'll drive you. But we're still working to get the word out. And, you know, appreciate the chance to talk with you guys about it, because it's not just in Hartford, everywhere. We're going to have to shift the mindset. Testing is not the kind of thing that you should, is not the thing that you do when you have symptoms that make it almost certain that you've got it. Get tested no matter what, so that we can begin identifying positive cases, supporting but isolating those who've got it, and suppressing this virus for the long term.
And you said there's 10 sites now, Mayor, in Hartford?
That's right. So you've got the two big hospitals. You've got Hartford Hospital and St. Francis, which both have the drive-up testing every single day. You've got four community health centers, or FQHCs, and all four of them are offering testing. We've got three CVS pharmacy stores that are offering testing every day. And now we have this rapid testing site at the Arroyo Center. And you don't have to be a Hartford resident to go there. And let me just share, if you want to make an appointment for the rapid testing at CVS, you call, if you're in Hartford, call 311. That's also 860-757-9311. So 860-757-9311. Make an appointment for the rapid testing. You'll get your results back, pretty quickly. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. So, we really encourage everybody to do it. We've got to shift the mindset on testing. We've got to make it widely available, and that's been a big push for us.
Talking with Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. Mayor, are you finding that more businesses are reopening since May 20th? What are we learning about how the city's businesses are reacting?
So we had some restaurants that opened up new outdoor spaces, but I think you and I talked about this a week or two ago. The economics of outdoor dining alone are tough for restaurants,
right?
And so there are a lot that I think are just not going to be able to make it work until they can be indoors again. And whether that's because they don't feel like they have enough space, or because of the uncertainty of weather, or any number of other things. So we've definitely had some restaurants that have been really creative and use parking lots and expanded or into parking spaces on the street. And we've been doing everything we can to facilitate that. We want to work quickly and collaboratively with any restaurant to make sure they can set up an operation that's both safe and allows them to get back to business. But it's been slow, there's no question. And I think that's partly just because the economics are really tough. Today, as barbershops, music salons can open back up. So I expect we're going to see some of that, and we look forward to getting around and just seeing how our businesses are doing. But this is going to be a slow recovery, and we're going to do everything we can to try to make it a successful one.
Okay. Well, and there are some places that already had outdoor dining. First and Last comes to mind.
Yep.
And Pig's Eye Pub, I think they're upstairs. You can go there. Or are they open? I don't even know if they've opened yet.
I actually don't know about Pig's Eye, but First and Last certainly is. I don't know, they've been doing a lot of takeout. You look at a place like Trumbull Kitchen. They had a small outdoor dining space right in front of their restaurant, but they've expanded to a much larger sidewalk outdoor dining area. You got
That's
Jay's on Washington Street that used, they put a bunch of gazebos up in their parking lot. And then you've got places like, new place like the Parkville Market, where you got a bunch of places that are giving takeout, and then there's a big outdoor area. We're also in the process of shutting down parts of Allen and Ann Street, so that some of the restaurants there can use the street for outdoor dining. And then Pratt Street shuts down at mealtime. So, again, we're willing to be creative, and we're willing to be pretty forward-leaning. We want to make sure that restaurants can get back to business in a safe way.
Are you stopping to get a haircut today?
I need one. I suspect it's going to be tough to get in.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't plan ahead, but
much easier to get a test.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And that number again is 860-757-9311 to schedule an appointment for the rapid testing. Mayor, as always, thanks for the updates. Stay safe.
Thanks,
we'll talk
guys.
To you next
Take
week.
Care.
Thank Bye. You. Mayor Luke Broden.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.